Gearchecks.com.
Just mostly from people sitting in traffic watching the thing go from one side of the river to the other onto the highway. People were stuck in traffic. We have actually videos up on the Bax and O'Brien page on Facebook that have firsthand accounts of what that was like from the people that were in the cars.
Right.
Were you looking for something more out of this?
No, I was just looking to kill like 2 minutes. Thought maybe you'd recite some of the ones you had burned into your memory.
Do you have to relieve yourself or something?
No. I meant just kill 2 minutes to, you know, sitting here.
The cool thing is we've gotten a lot of compliments saying that people are relying on us for information.
Poor bastards.
I know.
But they are, and that's something we need to keep in mind.
Yeah.
I'm forwarding something to you, Steve, that you might need to take a look at.
Okay.
Steve's right. There have been some interesting pictures. I think my favorite so far is the one of the Bax and O'Brien bobbleheads standing in front of a funnel cloud. That's
just before we got sucked up.
Yes. Good use of Photoshop in a natural disaster.
Sure. Sure. Why not? You know?
That's why there was pieces of you all over Wilbraham and pieces of him all over Belchertown.
Yeah, because our bobbleheads got sucked up and then spit out in different areas.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, look at, I'm going to show you what some of these pictures look like. I mean, there's one of a tree down in a residential area.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Wow.
There's that one.
Good thing it went down street side.
Right.
Instead of, you know, into the houses that it's directly behind.
Let's see here. We got... this is one from Brimfield. Let's see if I can get that up. You can check out the Bax and O'Brien fan page on Facebook.
What was the last thing you said?
This is a video of...
see if you can get that up, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, there you go. I knew you were going to get to that. See, again, video's not working here for some
reason. Oh, so yours doesn't either. Oh,
no,
good. At least I know now it's not just me.
It's not just you. It's, you know, internet service in general is slow.
But even when you showed me that small picture, I think that's the way they park in Brimfield.
I don't believe so. What, upside down?
Yeah, in some cases.
Underneath trees?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah.
Keeps the sap off the roof.
I mean, look at this. I mean, these are big-ass trees.
Yeah.
These are
100-year-old trees.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of the pictures, not necessarily on the fan page, but, you know, 22 News got them. They're all over Facebook right now of the twister, of stuff being, you know, just blown off of buildings that are no longer there. Unbelievable stuff.
That's it. You know, this morning when I kept reading those cancellations, and I was saying, you know, the Hasbro employees have to go to work at 11 a.m., and I was saying, you know, because they have to keep making trouble in life. I forgot all about Twister. Is Twister Twister's a Hasbro toy, isn't it?
I don't know. I think so.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Because I bet, boy, imagine if you're working out there today. Oh, I got to get into work. I got to make Twister.
I think they'll probably suspend the operation of making Twister.
I don't think they would, and put it over into operation.
Well, I don't know.
Operation.
I don't know how they do things over there. It's not none of my business.
Well,
really,
it is mine. I need to know, and I'm looking it up right now. Twister. Let's see. Game played on the floor. Yeah, we know that. History of the game. Milton Bradley. Yeah, well, Milton Bradley, which, you know, is what that was before it became Hasbro, which I think just basically gobbled up Milton Bradley, so it's still one and the same. I think they're still making the same games over there. One of them have a special edition.
293-1021 if you want to break up the monotony here.
Monopoly? No, they make that too. You got that right.
Yes, they do. Monotony, not Monopoly.
Oh,
big difference.
What the hell is Rebecca going to do?
I assume she's going to be playing music.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, we could.
Nah. You know what? At this point, what the hell?
But I only have like, here it is. It's 9:17. I got 4 more commercials to play for the entire hour. I figured I'd wait a little bit before we get into
this. 9:17, you have 4 more commercials.
Yeah. Ah, see, now look at the phones. Now the phones are blowing up. Here we go. Now we're getting into business. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Duke.
What's up, Duke?
Who's pitching today?
Move on. That should have.
Exactly.
Was that screened?
No. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what do you say?
Not much. What's happening, man? You guys busy over there, huh?
Oh,
yes,
we
are, sir.
Right, let's cut to the chase.
Hey, who's going to pick up that big basketball I rolled out in a 91?
No. Come on now, that didn't happen. That's just not true.
I don't believe that ever happened.
It's funny, but I don't think it's true.
It's really not that funny.
It's a little funny, you know. People are thinking. People are trying to put a smile on a face of a disaster.
Rock 102. Good morning. Who's this?
Dick.
Dick?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's up, Dick?
I just wanted to say this was an awful event we had yesterday, but.
Oh, we lost Dick.
There we go. Now here's a legitimately screened phone call. Rock 102, who's this?
Good morning. It's Cliff Clavin calling for you.
Oh,
hey,
for
Chris.
Christ's sake.
I have a quick comment to break up the monotony.
Obviously not one of the two.
John, you hung up on me when I tried to bring a medical fact to help your partner.
You'll be amazed at how fast I'll hang up on you again, Paul, if you don't get to the point.
Four quick sentences. Sponsored by God, which is, why is it when it's oh, God, and twisters and tornadoes, am I deaf when it's 70 and sunny?
You're getting closer to a hang-up, Paul.
Real quick, when they do prostate cancer testing, they're getting false negatives. The reason is the women had longer fingers and were...
You know what? That's enough. I don't see the need. I've never seen the need for that, guys.
Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
You said that one was screened?
Apparently. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. You sound like someone who has a legitimate thing to say today.
Well, I was just saying, you guys had mentioned that in Connecticut, the emergency broadcast system alarm went off.
Yes.
Well, I heard the alarm and I listened. The message was complete garbled.
Really?
You could not hear a word. You could not. He was talking and talking. I mean, it lasted a long time, and I knew there was tornado watches around. I said, well,
You realize that electronic voice from the National Weather Service is supposed to be garbled.
You couldn't understand it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be understandable.
It's not.
No, it was completely and I'm thinking, it's probably a tornado warning. I hear that up, north is a little bit, that I'm in Connecticut. But they need to work on that because if anybody was trying to listen to that, it was like, I hope that has something to do with it. I hope we're not getting bombed or something really big happening because I can't hear what the heck he's saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll pass that message along.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Somebody, by the way, after hearing the interview with Mayor Sarno, texting a question that I can tell you right now, the answer is no. No. Mayor Sarno's hair, despite yesterday's tornado, not messed up.
I mean, that hair cannot be moved by any natural force.
100-year-old trees toppled, cars overturned, houses destroyed, but not a hair on his head misplaced.
Rock 102, good morning, who's this?
Good morning, guys. This is Paula.
Hi, Paula. What do you say?
Well, I just wondered if you guys saw the idiot staring into the car that was demolished on the side of the road on Main Street.
Yeah.
And the car is a wreck, and here's this guy looking in to see what he can pick out of the car.
Yeah, I saw I don't know that he's looking to see what he can pick out of the car. I saw the picture, and I don't know if that was a news photographer being photographed by a different news photographer or if that was a ghoul trying to get a photo, because I find it very hard to believe that someone would have gotten that close to the vehicle with emergency personnel around.
Yeah, maybe, but it's sad that that's the first thing I thought.
I'm also not convinced that's not either a police officer or an investigator taking official photos. Because, again, I would think that with a death being involved, that area would have been cordoned off and no one would have been able to just wander that close to that car.
Right.
So, yeah. Hopefully
there's not a whole lot of that kind of stuff going on.
No, hopefully there is not.
Well, you guys hang in there. You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Okay. You want to take the risk of going to more people?
At the alternative of what? Speaking?
Yes.
No.
Rock 102. Good morning. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Pat from Springfield again, the Jeff car hater.
God's sake.
Yes, Pat.
I got to tell people to look up when they're walking. I see people walk up and down our street alone, and I was walking last night looking around, and tree branches are still ready to fall. I mean, one fell 5 feet behind me. It was about 5 inches around, so, and I haven't heard anybody talking about that, but there's a lot of branches, huge, that are about to fall.
Yeah.
I was looking up to see them. I mean, this one almost hit me. It was like 4 or 5 feet behind me.
All right, well, we'll pass along, Pat. Thanks. Yep. Steve, are you screening anything?
No, he's doing other things.
I know, he's busy.
Something else.
I know.
The message you sent me before, do you want me to do that this morning?
I suppose.
Okay.
Remember Michelle Smith? Used to work at 22
yes.
News,
yes.
Married to Morgan Hook.
Yeah. The girl lasted one shift?
No, that was Ellen Green. Aaron Green.
What about her?
Well, she sent me an email a little while ago, and I just forwarded it over to Steve, and she can probably explain in more detail. But I'm putting my news hat for the morning with the tornado in West Springfield. They have a friend who represents Martin Harding and Maserati in Springfield, and they're doing a great thing today. Apparently, they're a law firm that is trying to raise some funds.
We
can talk to Michelle and see what's going on.
There is a bunch of pictures on Mass Live also, and they don't identify where this is, but there's a photo here of an apartment building where the roof is gone. All of the windows are broken, and the roof is gone. It's like a five-story apartment building. The roof is just, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Incredible.
Trying to find the picture, though, of what that woman was talking about, of the person taking the picture of the fatal scene in West Springfield. Because I don't think it was just some looky-loo, as we call them.
That's what they call them?
Yeah.
The looky-loo?
Looky-loos. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It's kind of a silly name, but.
It's a stupid name.
It's, gets the point across.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, some of these
Holy
pictures.
Crap.
Oh, wait, that's no, cool.
That
was that's really that's
that was,
hard to see.
Well, that was Tuesday.
in that neighborhood, yes, that was Tuesday.
That's oh boy. Right. That's the worst hood ornament I've ever seen.
Well, that's a tree.
Yeah, I know. That's what I meant. What do we got here?
Your windows.
At least the blinds stayed up.
No.
The windows are all gone, but the blinds are still
not
there.
All of them.
Hey, close the blinds. I don't want to watch this. Wow, look at that one. He's never going to fit that in the back of that car, even without the window in.
That's Main Street.
Yeah.
It's right around Red Rose.
Nails? Oh, man, that got nailed. That nail shop got nailed.
Right, Magic Nails.
Not so magic anymore. What do we got here? Hamden Furniture?
That's Hamden Furniture.
Yeah.
All their windows are... well, I mean, they've been shut down for a while, but their windows...
I think that was also Tuesday.
No, their windows are still on Tuesday.
Very closed. One of the new street signs. Really nice... Now, look at that. I mean, all these nice street signs that they put up in the South End on Main Street, and this is the corner of Main and Park. I don't know if that's a steel bar bent over... Or if it kind of snapped at the seams, but man, that looks whew.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have expected that. I mean, that's the kind of thing you'd expect to see from, you know, like a kid hanging on the thing.
Not even that though.
Yeah. What do we got here? Oh, the same intersection from the other side. Oh yeah, that's Hamden Furniture. Holy cow!
Well, that building is wrecked.
Yeah. Wow.
Holy
Imagine in the midst of a downtown area where it's all those buildings. It's one thing when it goes through a neighborhood and a house here goes and this house doesn't go. But these buildings are all basically touching one another. And in the middle of them, one of them has its roof torn off.
Right.
And the others do not.
There's another house that's lost a roof.
I mean, it makes you wonder about the building structurally, if that's why it
gave. Yeah, but I don't think there are many structures that could withstand that kind of punishment.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. All the other ones next to it did.
Jesus, look at that. We're looking at pictures on MassLive.com of some of the devastation. If you're fortunate enough to have internet today, you should really take a look at this stuff.
Wow. That's looking downtown.
On Main Street.
On Main Street. What the hell is that girder from? There's like steel girder in the middle of, it comes across the sidewalk. This is the intersection of Union Street and Main. And look at the roofs of the buildings are gone. There's like two buildings where they're totally gone and a third where it looks pretty seriously damaged. And again, although this roof is lower, this one is not damaged. Probably because the higher roofs took the brunt of it. But I don't know what that girder is. Look at the pole.
Yeah,
look at the way the pole is just twisted.
It's like a streetlight pole that was just it's
like
almost bent in half.
Not even bent in half. It's twisted.
Yeah.
It's like a pretzel.
This is amazing stuff.
These are some hell of a good photo. Look at that. Holy crap! Three, four. Well, one. a Volkswagen Beetle that's still on its wheels, and three other heavier cars that are turned upside down. Of course, we don't know that this Beetle wasn't there when this happened.
Right.
But still.
Holy cow.
That's, man, wow. And the dude's coming out to his car. I think he just saw it. What the hell? Where is that?
I don't know, but that's...
I bet that's Munson.
That could be Munson. Wow.
Look at that.
If you haven't seen these, again, masslive.com is where this is at.
What do you got there? 6 volt? Tornado did you a favor. This guy's on his rascal. I don't know which building that is. That's a school, obviously. All the windows are gone.
That,
maybe it's not a school. Looks like a school.
I was going to say that looks like Minichog, but I don't think that's it.
You know, if they went out and took, it's Cathedral High School's science wing. There you go. There you go.
All the windows blown out over there.
I didn't scroll down. Maybe I didn't scroll down far enough. Let's go back to those houses. Maybe that's why I didn't know yet.
That is...
Those houses, that is Roosevelt Avenue.
Really?
That's Roosevelt Avenue. You know, I was trying to get home
from
Wendell Road. Wendover.
Wendover Road. Wow.
I was trying to get home last night on Roosevelt, and I realized it wasn't going to work, and I ended up going down Sumner, and Sumner was actually fine. I don't know if it... By the time I got there, it was 11 o'clock. I don't know if much of it had been cleared already.
Wow.
But, yeah, that was Springfield. Damn, I thought that was Munson.
Well, they said Roosevelt and part of, was it South Branch Parkway, they said?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some nice houses over there, too.
Some.
Well, one.
No, there are. There are. In fact, I look at them as I'm driving in to the other job because there are some very nice houses. It's just weird how there's very nice house, 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 dump.
Right.
And then dump, 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 dump.
Right.
Steve Nagel, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Nagel.
Yeah, Steve.
Just got a call from the state police.
Mm.
Stay away from the damaged areas. Do not be looky-loo.
Yeah.
Good use of that.
Looky-loo.
That's what I'm saying.
I believe that's what the sergeant called it from the state police.
A looky-loo.
Did he? It's a police term.
He's like, we don't want any more looky-loos.
Yep. That's what I said last night when the first time I went out for looking at the damage. There was a bunch of cars and people come up behind me. They're like, what's everybody doing out here? I said, they're all looky-loos.
That's a family coming out of... St. Michael's Academy. I believe that's the bishop.
It says right there. It's the bishop.
There's a bishop.
Even the tornado can't beat the bishop.
St. Michael's Academy took a good. You stop it. They took a good hit yesterday. Wow.
I beat him once. Tic tac toe.
Stop. You stop it. With that.
Let's see more pictures. More pictures. Where the hell is that ambulance from?
That's
ASM.
That's that European ambulance that makes the sounds like
when did they stop those? Now it's just woo.
I was gonna say it's the ambulances sound like a gay porno.
Stop it!
This
please.
Doesn't even look like this country. This is downtown Springfield. Ambulance drives by, reported downtown. Yeah, that doesn't really give an exact location, but holy crap.
It just amazes me how many people weren't hurt by this.
How many?
I'm just saying.
Do we have a number yet?
You don't see more deaths or anything.
Do we have a number of the uninjured?
You know, it's unfortunate we had two.
Yeah.
From what you're looking at, you think you'd have more.
The number of undead, much higher. Much, much higher. Look at that flagpole bent right in half.
I'm trying to kill time for you here.
That's Brimfield. No, we're killing time looking at pictures on the radio.
Yeah, everyone look at the radio.
No, you look at Mass Live. We can all do this together. TV's still not on.
Nothing's on.
Between 8 and noon.
let's try some more phone calls here. Rock 102, good morning. Boy. Who's this?
Hey, guys, you're talking to me?
Yes, we're talking to you. What's up?
Hey, morning, this is Paul. Hey, I just had a comment. I wonder if you guys heard anything about Six Flags, and you guys were talking about injuries a couple years back. I went to the Big E, and they got that, like, big tent city in the woods there. I was just wondering how do they account for, like, homeless people as far as injuries and fatalities?
You were all over the board on that one.
Well,
Six Flags, the Big E, and the homeless.
Well, it's actually a pretty interesting question. You know, what do you do? Actually, the Grove area would not be a bad place to have a shelter.
Yeah, I guess. You know, but no, we don't know about the homeless, about whether or not they were out there to get the homeless or not.
Okay.
All right.
I was just curious.
Yeah, no, we don't know.
Good question.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Look at this.
All right, thanks.
Look at this picture of one of those speed signs. You know, those signs that gauge your speed?
Right.
Somewhere in Springfield. It's registering, although I'm thinking it must be broke. It was registering 97 miles an hour. The trees in the picture are not all blown, so maybe it broke at 97 miles an hour.
It's a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
Yeah, that's, I'd have to say even I would give a ticket for that.
If you could catch up to it.
97 and a 30, that's going to cost you a few bucks, let me tell you.
Rock 102, who's this?
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Who's this?
Hi, this is Cy.
Hi, Cy, what do you say?
I say it was a very surreal storm. It's a definite travesty. I came from Agawam. I saw everything in Springfield. It's exactly how you're picturing it, describing it. Cars, like, lots of cars in parking lots with no windows. People walking out from their cars, and they were in shock.
Yeah.
And we were heading to the Cape. I ended up in Stoughton. I came back. I could hear you guys the whole way. So surreal.
You were in Stoughton, you said?
Stoughton, yes. We dropped off a horse.
A horse.
Now, here's a story that I heard last night. I don't know if it's true, and it was something that I heard out of Brimfield. There was a horse barn that blew over, and the horses escaped, and you know they just ran. I don't know what happened to the horses. Or I don't know what you know whether they're
going
to
play wild
for.
Horses.
I
now?
Am not going to play wild horses.
Oh, I don't know. I tried calling when you were looking over Brimfield on your computers, yeah. And But, yes, we delivered a horse. We were supposed to go to Connecticut. I never made it. We ended up going straight. We took 84 down. The people at the rest areas had their children there. They were playing and just trying to get in touch with their loved ones.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Si. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Let's try another one here. Rock 102, who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
You're talking to me?
Yes, we're talking to you.
Okay, no, I don't know. Sorry. Listen, I just want to say two positive things. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. Thanks.
And the second thing, I was so happy to hear, like Mass Mutual, couple churches, feeding the people that in need of last night. And that made me so happy. I was so concerned because of some kids and the building shutting down. We saw the devastation in that one building in Springfield. And at least, like Mass Mutual fed 250 people last night, and I think that is great.
They fed 250 people?
250 people last night alone.
Wow. Wow, yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of stories about local businesses that have stepped up and they prepared food for people that couldn't make it to their houses or whatever. You're right. It's great that people have the ability to do that.
Yeah, it is a devastation. There's a lot of worries, and we're worried about the friends, but at the same time, we got kids, little young ones, pets. And when you hear this, it kind of like makes you happy that there's people, good people out there, and then they're thinking the same way I'm thinking or yourself, and that makes everybody feel good. We got to think positive.
Yeah.
On everything, Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye. And get Steve to work on this for tomorrow.
Yeah, that was the article I was reading before when we were talking to Mike Masco. When I said this storm is very atypical of the kind of tornado activity you'd even see here in Springfield, based on the terrain and what we wound up seeing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Most of the times when it hits, things like trees and obstacles, it slows down. But this one did not.
Not here. Skip right up and over. Yeah, send that to Steve. Steve. How do you spell Steve?
S-T-E-P-H-E-E-V-E.
Steve, I'm sending you a link for a guy to get on for tomorrow. He's what do you call him there? One of them tornado experts.
He's that's his position in life.
Says it right on his business card. Tornado expert. Newsflash, Mayor Sarno claims the tornado was nothing but bullshit, and everyone can go about their day. No,
That's not absolutely not true.
Not bullshit.
You can text us at BaxOB to 77,000. You can also make posts on our Facebook fan page and on Twitter. You can email us at bo@rock102.com. There's all kinds of ways to get in touch with us this morning. And again, 293-1021. We have some time to kill.
But right now, how about some Hollywood trash?
No.
Ra-da-da.
No. No, 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 no. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Richard.
Richard, what do you say?
I got some questions about the Westfield schools, whether they're open or not open. They had MCAS going on.
The list that we had this morning said only the Munger Hill School was closed because that was heavily damaged and probably would be remain closed to the end of the year. But all the rest of the schools are open.
Because originally they said in the paper that the schools in Westfield, West Springfield, Agawam all closed. Attending the superintendent checking them for safety.
No, I never saw that. And it wasn't being, I mean, the paper obviously went to press last night. The television stations were updated this morning, and they were not saying the Westfield schools were closed.
All right.
Okay.
Yay, for the lyrical quiz, it's Riding Out the Storm by REO Speedwagon, ain't it?
Yes, actually, no, sir, I'm sorry, you're way off.
It's Twisting by the Pool by Dire Straits. There you go.
All right, thanks. Yeah, like we'd never play that.
All right. Rock 102, who's this?
Hi, my name's Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
I was just calling because I heard you guys were talking about Six Flags and Cathedral a little bit earlier. And I was saying how Cathedral really got destroyed, and I have a few friends who live like right in the neighborhood, and the tornado went right through their house.
Really?
And yeah.
Where do you live?
I'm from Longmeadow.
Oh, well, it didn't bother Longmeadow, did it?
Yeah, it didn't. We didn't get hit too bad, fortunately. You know, there's a few branches down and stuff, but
please.
That was done by
birds.
Stop. Show a little respect.
Even God wouldn't mess with Longmeadow.
Andrew, I am glad you called.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I feel bad for Andrew. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Diane.
Hi, Diane. What do you say?
I'm just wondering if you guys have any idea what we do with all the debris that we're trying to clean up. Have you heard anything about that?
You mean, what are you talking about, like tree limbs and stuff like that? Well, I mean, you know, if it's blocking your driveway or if it's on your house, you got to call a tree service. But if it's just something that you can collect and then put down, you know, near the road, I would think that when the worst of this is over, towns will come by and provide bulk pickup.
It's probably a little too soon to have a plan in action right now to remove some of the problems, but I would assume that that you'll be told pretty quickly what to do with this stuff.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
We'll just pile it up by the street then.
What's that?
I guess we'll just pile it up by the street then.
Yeah, if you can do that, if you can pile it up, if it's not so big that you can just pile it up, do that.
Well, some of it isn't. The rest of it we need removal services and stuff.
And if you get a tree removal service, they'll probably take care of the whole bunch of it anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Right. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Yes, this is Dale. Talk to you on your phone.
What's up, Dale?
I got a curious question for maybe John can answer if he works for police. I'm from Beaton Hills, and I noticed that second storm that came through and how it was beating all those people and the cleanup and all that, but it's lightning for about an hour. Does that stop the utility crews from doing what they got to do over there?
I don't know. I don't know that lightning stops utility crews from working because I'm making this up. That I think that as long as the electricity is turned off, they can replace wires and poles, and then when they're done, they turn the electricity back on.
I'm sure for essential buildings and services, they're out there and they're working. On the other hand, there are a lot of buildings that run on generator power like we're doing today.
He's not asking about the buildings, though. You're asking about the poles and the lines, right?
Well, just everything, because they're using those boom trucks and whatnot. And Beaton Hills, we were right on the edge of that second storm. so for an hour, it lightened after that storm came through. It was pretty amazing.
I got to tell you something. I was standing out in an intersection when that lightning was right on top of me, and I couldn't help but think to myself, I'm the highest point out here. How safe is this?
So that's what I was wondering. You got all those utility trucks, they got booms, yep. And I know a lot of those things, if you're using cranes, and they tell you, we had one here, and I called them on the radio and that, you know, these tornadoes were coming through, and that was something that struck me, you know, later on in the day when I'm out working, I see the storm come through, I saw on the news where it was going to come through,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, all these people are trying to do cleanup, and they're out there, they've got all these...
he's breaking up. He's going to bring up
us. I
got to believe that somewhere in the training of telephone linemen, electrical linemen, somewhere in the training, which I believe is longer than 20 hours, they cover working in a lightning storm.
I would think.
I'm hoping. I'm
since
just hoping.
Most power goes out during lightning storms, yeah. I would think that would be maybe something you'd learn in the first week.
But I tell you, I was that lightning, I mean, I don't want to use the word scared, but I was certainly very, very concerned.
Did you try crouching down so you wouldn't need to call us?
No. I stayed standing up, and it was like, you know, and I'm talking to people. I'm trying to get them to turn around. I'm trying to keep the traffic moving. But at the same time, in the back of my mind, I'm going, son of a bitch, that was close. Damn. You know the other thing, too, and people probably scream, oh, freaking liberal.
John, it doesn't matter what your point is. They're going to be screaming about that anyway.
When you think about, maybe Iraq or Libya, maybe not so much Iraq because, well, yeah, no, Iraq, because we were really only going after one guy. Libya, same thing. Even Egypt, when they had that uprising. You look at this devastation, and we're talking now about the repair and the money and getting things fixed and stuff like that. Imagine living somewhere. We're very, very lucky, obviously, as Americans. We don't have to deal with this. But imagine living in one of those countries where they have all the modern amenities that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You got cable, you got internet, you got nice new cars, you got nice, well-built houses, and bombs are being dropped on it all of a sudden. And then... this is the kind of devastation only, you know, 10 times wider of an area. You know, I mean, we sit here talking about how, well, you know, FEMA will bring the money in and we'll get these things rebuilt. Imagine being in an area where, like, that's going to happen for an undetermined period of time.
Well,
and nobody's really going to help you when it's over.
To answer your question, no. No, I can't imagine it.
For some reason, I find myself thinking about that when I see this kind of destruction. Because when people say, oh, it looks like a war zone, it really does. But imagine what it must be like in a war zone.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it is hard to kind of wrap your head around it. But I think, you know, when you're looking at your own house and it's leveled, you know, that's your whole world right there. Your house, it's your biggest investment. Your memories are in there. Your family has lived in there. And, you know, suddenly it's gone. Yeah, you know, to me, if you're in that situation, you're really not thinking about much else right now.
Well,
and
that's
so
not really the comparison I was making, but look, we got 4.5 hours to fill. We got like 6 minutes left. I came up with something. It was what I had in the bin.
Rock 102. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Fine.
Exhausted. How are you?
Hey, I drove through Springfield yesterday before the tornado,
mm-hmm.
And then I drove through Springfield after the tornado, and I didn't see that much damage. It looks the same.
All right.
Thank you very much.
That's just entirely unnecessary and funny as hell.
It's terribly
it's
wrong.
Not, it's not the same.
Rock 102, good morning, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's Dave.
Good,
hey, Dave.
Turn
up?
Your radio down. I don't want to hear that joke again.
There you go.
What's up?
Hey, I was just calling in, you know, you were talking earlier about the fire departments and the communication kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was stuck out there. I didn't actually know anything else was going on. It took me 4.5 hours to get home last night. I was on State Street in Springfield.
Yeah.
And I tried all the routes to get home. Parker, I don't know, just driving back and forth. And finally, yep. I turned around about 8:30 and hit the 291 to 91 and backtrack to get back through Enfield.
Yep.
But anyway, the whole time, I mean, I was in and out of cell phone service. My GPS was, the satellite was working great.
Really? Really?
I was trying to go through the back roads. I never lost my navigation on my phone. So my thought was, won't these fire departments and stuff probably have, like, satellite phones? Those probably really aren't.
I got to tell you something. Satellite phones are very expensive, and I would find it hard to believe that a lot of municipal budgets have room. Maybe FEMA brings them in and gives them to the firefighters and the rescue crews, and then they give them back when it's over.
But it takes time for FEMA to set that stuff up.
Well, FEMA's already here. I mean, that stuff might be here, and they might be arriving along with all these other firefighters. But, no, I don't think cities and towns have satellite phones.
You would think that would be a worthwhile investment, at least for some kind of emergency backup.
I think they would look at
work and take them on vacation if we travel out of the country and they work fine.
Yeah, I think they would look at it as not being very cost-effective if you consider how often you would need to use it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, just a thought, because that never went down at all. That was the only thing I can count on the whole time, although it didn't do me any good going through all the little back roads. I never could find a way out.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
See
you.
All right.
Yeah, you know, the idea of being able to find a way to where you're going.
Yeah.
It was not easy last night.
Rock 102, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. We actually were involved in the floods that took place up in New Hampshire in 2005. Just want to encourage people this is all a hot item today, and the community is obviously banding together down there. A week or two from now, when this isn't quite so new, please don't forget that the people who have been displaced still need help, particularly those who are renting, because they're not going to be helped out by home insurance or any kind of insurance, and most renters don't have renter's insurance.
Mm.
So if they were knocked out of their house, they've lost all their stuff.
No. That's not true. In our society, human society in this day and age, 2 weeks after tragedies, like, for instance, all those people in Japan, their houses are rebuilt and they're living fine. We bounce back.
No, we don't think we bounce back that quick.
I know what you're saying, though. Yeah. It's like, once the first tragedy is over and the next tragedy comes, the first tragedy is forgotten.
Well, and I'm not even so sure that it's the next tragedy that comes along.
It's just time.
A matter of time.
Yep.
Time passes and everybody goes, well, it's been 3 weeks, a month, all those people must be fine. And that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, I know.
We appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
I got an email here from someone at the Mass Mutual Financial Group.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you guys would be giving good info this morning on the way to work. You gave the rundown on the roads closed, and that really helped me getting to work with no problem. Then, when I arrived here, I talked to several other coworkers, and they all, capital letters, all listened to you, too. They also indicated that they knew you would be giving info on traffic and info on tornadoes from yesterday. Thanks a lot for your service, plus the great music. Well, we haven't played any. That makes your whole point almost. She probably means, you know, in general.
Right.
Thanks for the great music.
I just got an email from my wife who was on.
Are you married right now?
Yes, I am. She was traveling on Route 5. It took her 50 minutes to get from Long Meadow to Bay State today. 50 minutes.
Wow.
It's kind of busy out there.
Somebody else texting, hey, why don't you guys play us some video, too? No, we're going to confine it to pictures, photos.
Like that sounds like a smart-ass comment.
Yeah, we'll restrict it to photos.
Isn't it encouraging that so many people have a sense of humor on a day like today?
Hey, deaf people listen to the radio. No, they probably don't. No. Hey, how about some Hollywood trash somebody wrote? Let's see. Finally, somebody started the demolition in Springfield. Thank God.
Oh, please.
Sirs.
Rock 102. Good morning. Who's this?
This is James Tupper. How you doing?
Good.
James,
this is John O'Brien and Mike Baxendale.
Hey, listen, dude. Everybody just needs to take and get one thing in their brain, okay? Everybody's got this attitude, okay? This is not going to happen to us, okay? And everybody needs to take and just do the thing, okay? You know, it's too bad that these things happen, but they do happen, okay? We're subject to them, too, okay?
Hang on 1 second there, Mr. Haney. Has anyone ever told you that you end every sentence with okay?
Yes, they have.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
All right. All right, for the call.
Usually, to be honest with you, usually is seriously okay.
Oh, really? Wow. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Later, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Did I have the right name, by the way? Who's who in South Park? Okay.
That's Mr. McKay.
McKay. Oh, okay. I said Haney.
Mr. Haney is from Green Acres.
No. You know what I was thinking? Mr. Hankey.
The Christmas Pooh?
Yeah. No, yeah. I knew it was something from South Park, but I couldn't McKay.
Definitely not the same. What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah, Rock 102. Good morning. Who's this?
This is John.
Hey, John. Okay. What's up?
Hey, is the Spirit of Springfield golf tournament still going on tomorrow?
You know what? I'm playing in that. I have no idea. I haven't heard.
You know what? If the East Longmeadow prom is happening tonight, then I would say, damn it, the Spirit of Springfield golf tournament should be happening tomorrow. Steve Nagel, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know about that yet, but I heard the golf course is an absolute mess right now.
Oh, probably not, because we just got a report that the golf course is a mess.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Is someone called and said Franconia is a mess?
There was three people that called and said Franconia is just absolutely destroyed over there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. Don't take that verbatim.
Probably still won't hurt your game, though.
It won't help.
Some people, believe it or not, like to call and make things up.
Oh, I've heard.
So, I know.
I've heard.
Yeah. No. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
I hope it's not.
Well, what do you say? You want to have Rebecca come and take over?
I don't. I suppose we could probably back out if we really need to.
Yeah, I think we've done it here. Yeah, I'm exhausted. I stink. I need a shower desperately.
I didn't shower.
What's different than any other day?
Well, nothing really.
All right, so tomorrow we'll get back to doing a show like we normally do. I'm sure we'll have some more experts and phone calls and whatnot.
Will we, Steve? Will we have experts?
Of course we will.
All right,
then. Do I ever disappoint?
Please don't ask it like that.
Non-sexually?
Do I ever disappoint all the time?
That doesn't make sense.
Neither do you.
Giddy.
Rebecca Wild coming up next to Rock 102. WAQY. Ain't had enough of your love.
Same old song and dance. Springfield's classic rock. I guess you're just what I need. Rock 102. Rock102.com. Nerdchecks.com.